Hello?
Hello, my name is Mary. I'm calling with opinion research on behalf of the City of Glenwood Springs. We're conducting a confidential and secure survey of Glenwood Springs voters about taxes, local services, and possible ballot issues on the upcoming November election. Do you live in the City of Glenwood Springs?
Yeah.
Thank you. And are you registered to vote at this address in Colorado?
Yes, I am.
Are you registered as a Democrat, Republican, or Independent?
Democrat.
Thank you. And overall, how would you rate the quality of life in Glenwood Springs? You will say excellent, good, not so good, or poor?
Good.
Thank you. And in your opinion of the Glenwood Springs City Council, it is very positive, somewhat positive, neutral, or negative?
Very positive.
Thank you. How would you rate the overall quality or condition of the streets and roads in Glenwood Springs? Would you say excellent, good, not so good, or poor?
Good.
Thank you, ma'am. And which of these three statements best applies to the streets and roads near where you live? The city has done a good job keeping them in good condition. The city has made repairs and fixes, but they are in need of more repairs. No repairs or fixes have been made, and they are in bad condition.
The first one, they're in good condition.
Thank you. How would you rate the overall level of taxes and fees you pay as a resident of Glenwood Springs, given the level of services provided by your local and state government? You will say much too high, somewhat high, about right, or even a bit low.
About right.
Thank you. As you may have heard or read, the City of Glenwood Springs is considering a ballot issue this November asking voters to either renew or replace a soon-to-expire local one-half-cent sales tax that generates money for the street's maintenance and repair. Please cast your vote as yes or no on each of the following three separate options. Option one.
Can I stop you for a second?
Yes.
Can you read that again? That happened. That was fast. Sorry.
It's okay. Don't worry. Let me repeat that. As you
Thank
may
you.
Have heard or read, the City of Glenwood Springs is considering a ballot issue this November asking voters to either renew or replace a soon-to-expire local one-half-cent sales tax that generates money for street maintenance and repair. And you will vote is yes or no in each of the separated options. Option one, would you vote yes or no to renew the 1/2 cent sales tax and add an additional 0.5 cent for a total of 1 cent to provide funds needed to pay for all streets and road maintenance and surface repair for the next 20 years? Would you say yes or no?
Yes, I would say yes.
Yeah. Option two, would you vote yes or no to renew the 1 middle cent tax and add an additional 1/4 cent to a total of 3/4 cents to provide funds needed to pay for all streets and road maintenance and repairs for the next 20 years? You will say yes or no.
Yes.
Okay. Would you vote yes or no to continue a 0.5 cent sales for tax for 20 years that funds city street and road maintenance?
Yes.
Do you agree or disagree with this statement that opponents to whatever sales tax increase ballot issue the city puts forth this November might make? The statement says taxes are high enough already and we just can't trust the city government or the politicians to spend this money either as promised or without wasting it. You agree or disagree?
I disagree.
Okay. Lastly, here are a few statements that supporters of the local sales tax for road maintenance and street repair might make. Rate each as very persuasive or not so persuasive reason to support the ballot. The first one says, the full 1 cent sales tax option provides additional money to do full roadway and under the street infrastructure repair all at once so that when streets are turned up and replaced, the deteriorating water and sewer pipes underneath, some of which are 70 years old, can also be replaced. That is a very somewhat a not persuasive reason to support this ballot.
I think it's a somewhat persuasive.
Thank you. The next one says 100% of all money raised by this street sales tax goes toward maintaining and replacing roads and streets in the city. By law, this sales tax revenue cannot be diverted to other uses. That is a very somewhat a not persuasive reason.
Very persuasive.
Thank you. Glenwood Springs watery staff and roads, and so we need to continually work on maintain and stay on top of fixing damage before it gets much worse and costs more. That is a very somewhat a not persuasive reason.
Somewhat persuasive.
Okay. Unless the residents of Glenwood Springs agree to pay for road maintenance and repairs, there is a very little money from the state or federal government to keep our streets in good shape. It is up to the local community to take care of itself. That is a very somewhat and not persuasive reason.
Very persuasive.
Thank you. The City Public Works Department has a solid record of accomplishments maintaining, fixing, and replacing damaged streets. They can be trusted to continue doing this need work. That is very somewhat a not persuasive reason.
Very persuasive.
Thank you. We're almost there, so thank you so much for your time. Since the cost of construction materials for road repairs is up significantly since voters last approved a half-cent sales tax nearly 20 years ago, a one-quarter-cent increase in the local sales tax is now needed to generate the money to keep pace and ensure all needed maintenance repair projects get done. This is a very somewhat and not persuasive reason.
Would you mind reading that one more time? I'm sorry. Thank you.
Yes. Since the cost of construction material for road repair is up significantly, since voter last approved a half-cent sales tax nearly 20 years ago, a one-quarter-cent increase in the local sales tax is now needed to generate the money to keep pace and ensure all needed maintenance repair projects can get done.
Yeah, very persuasive.
Thank you. By voting yes for the full one-cent sales tax, the future cost of replacing aging leaky water and sewer pipes will be shifted away from homeowners and their water bills onto the sales tax, where the cost is shared with non-residents making purchases in Glenwood Springs who drive on our streets. That is very persuasive,
very,
or not.
Very
persuasive. A significant proportion of this sales tax money for Glenwood Springs roads is paid by non-residents who make purchases here. We get good roads and streets, and outsiders who use them contribute. Very somewhat and not persuasive.
Very persuasive.
Thank you. Voting yes for a full 1 cent sales tax means that when the city needs to do a full replacement of streets and aging pipes below, that work can be done faster on a large portion of the street, meaning less overall disruption to neighbors than is currently necessary. Very somewhat and not persuasive.
Somewhat.
Voting yes to increase the sales tax above its current a half cent level provides more money to improve sidewalks, crosswalks, signage, and bike lanes, which will increase safety of walking and biking in Glenwood Springs. Very somewhat and not persuasive at all.
Very persuasive.
Thank you so much. And having heard all of this information, how would you vote, yes or no, on the previous options? Option one, to renew 1 cent sales tax additional? You will vote yes or no?
Yes, yes.
To renew a half cent sales tax and add an additional 1/4 cent to a total of 3/4 to provide funds needed to pay for all street road maintenance, would you vote yes or no?
I would vote yes.
And the last one, to continue with the current, I have sent sales tax for 20 years that falls city streets and road maintenance. You will vote yes or no?
Yes.
And finally, if voters approve any of these three sales tax ballots, would you support or oppose allowing the city to borrow against future sales tax revenue in order to get the money up from the speed up road repair and replacement projects and contract for repairs and today's construction prices rather than future rising prices?
Oh, I don't know. I don't know.
It's okay. Just a few demographical questions to complete the survey. Could you please tell me your age?
Mm-hmm. 44.
Thank you so much. How long have you lived in Glenwood Springs?
7 years.
Thank you. Do you own or rent your current place of residence?
Own.
Thank you. With this, we conclude our survey. Thank you so much for your kindness and help with these questions. I hope that you enjoy the rest of your weekend.
Thanks, you too, and thanks for repeating the questions for me.
It's okay. Have a great day.
You too.